Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Ms. Caroline Chan on January 29, 1980, by Bernice Sam and Sue Ellen Chan.
Shall I call you Ms. Chan or
whatever you're accustomed to calling me.
Caroline,
yeah.
I'm so glad to see you today. I haven't seen you for quite some time. I hope you don't mind giving us a few highlights of your life. We would appreciate very, very much. Now, would you mind telling me your name in full? Where do you live? Like in Los Angeles or something like that?
My name is Caroline Chan, and I live at 573 Southwell Avenue.
Since when did you move here, Caroline?
Oh, I came to this Hollenbeck home in July 1979.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't repeat the same thing again. Carolyn, could you give me your parents' place of origin?
My parents were both born in China.
And what did
Canton.
They do? Canton.
Uh-huh. Which district, may I ask?
Sunning.
Oh, Sunning. That's Seiyapji. They're from Sunning. And what kind of occupation did your father have?
Well, that I don't know.
You mean in China you did not know?
No, I didn't know.
But when he came to America, he had he held on a very unusual job among the Chinese. Would you care to tell us something about that?
Well, he was a court interpreter. Is that what you have reference to?
Court interpreter.
Court interpreter.
Did he at any time work in the where they detain aliens?
You mean immigration?
Immigration,
No, he did not.
Oh, he was always a court recorder. How long did he stay with the job? Approximately 10, 20. I know he has been there a long, long time, right?
I don't know when. I don't know when he began and I don't know when he stopped.
But would you guess, saying that
no,
he has worked there about 40 years?
I have no idea.
I see.
May I ask, when did he come in this country? Approximately.
Prior to 1881.
Prior to 1881, uh-huh. And he has been working for the government ever since?
No. I don't know when he started working.
Uh-huh. Then what kind of work did he do before?
I don't know.
Oh, I see. When you were a little girl, what did he do? You can't.
When I was a child, he was court interpreter. Mm-hmm. And he was also pastor of a Chinese Methodist church.
Oh, pastor.
May I ask, what's his name?
Chan Q Sing.
Chan Q Sing.
Chan Gao Sing.
Oh.
Chan Gao Sing. Uh-huh. And your own place of birth, if you care to?
Los Angeles, California.
And do you care to give the year
no.
or approximately? Okay. You don't have to. What do you speak outside of the home? What languages do you speak?
Well,
you speak
we
English?
Spoke English. Because we lived in a English-speaking community.
Mm-hmm.
Since you were born.
Pardon me?
Since you were born.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Since you were born, you have been speaking English.
Well, I imagine we spoke Chinese and when we were small,
mm-hmm.
until we went to school. And when we went to school, it was to an English-speaking school.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we had to speak English because there were no Chinese living anywhere near.
Where about did you used to live when you were a little girl?
We've lived in the same house all these years. on East 3rd Street. You've been there.
Yes, I've been there, East 3rd. Then approximately how many years did you live in that house?
I don't know.
50, 60?
Oh, yes, more than that.
Mm-hmm. So you have only lived in that one house for all these years. Isn't that wonderful? You know, nowadays people move around once every 5 years.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different people do, and in some families they do. Everybody in our family has not lived in that house as many years as I have, probably, because they have all gone out to do something else and come back.
By the way, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have living one brother and two sisters.
Did you not have a sister who was a nurse in Alaska, or did I get it all mixed up?
No, she lived in Alaska, but she was not a nurse.
Mm.
She was a case historian.
Oh, how interesting.
In a government hospital.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, she was with social work, case historian. Then,
it was a government job.
Mm-hmm. How long did she work on that job?
I don't know. She passed away about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And where did you go to school? Your elementary school? Let's say we're going to start with that.
Breed Street School Elementary.
What's that?
Breed Street
oh,
School.
Oh, Breed.
Breed.
Oh, Breed.
B-R-E-E-D.
And how long were you at that school?
The normal time.
6 years, huh? Some people change around, you know, they go to one school, then change to another.
I went to school at Breed Street School. I graduated, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
and I went to high school. And
which high school did you go to?
I went to Polytechnic High
oh,
School.
Oh, Polytechnic.
And I do not know the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended University of Southern California, and I graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree.
And what year, Carolyn?
I don't remember that either.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the past.
That's not necessary.
Major in what?
I was an English major.
English major. Then after that, did you go on to more schooling, or did you try to find a job?
I worked towards a secondary credential.
Oh, yes.
And I received it.
So, did you make use of the secondary credential, Carolyn?
No, I did not make use of it. I taught in elementary.
Did you enjoy it just as well? Just as much?
Since I did not teach secondary,
mm-hmm.
I did enjoy elementary.
Mm-hmm. I think you're lucky. It's more fun teaching in elementary, I'm telling you. Really, I'm not kidding.
The opportunity presented itself to teach in elementary, so I took it.
Uh-huh.
Was difficult to find a teaching job at that
Pardon?
Time? It was difficult to find a teaching job at that time?
Yes.
That was back to 20s or 1920s or?
Yes.
Did you look around all the places or you just applied for one school and you got it?
I was offered it.
Oh, that was wonderful. Because there were Chinese students there, Carolyn?
Yes, there were Chinese students
mm-hmm.
there.
Then they probably needed a teacher of Chinese origin?
I think they wanted a teacher who could speak Chinese to the parents
mm-hmm.
because it was the market district.
Oh, yes. Market, you know, the produce market district. And at that time, when you first started out to teach, how did Chinatown look like then? Did you ever go down to Chinatown when you were, after you had completed college, and just around that time?
Oh, yes.
And what did Chinatown look like to you then?
Well, it looked as it always has. I mean,
very country-like, maybe?
Well, it was as it was. It looked the same as it did for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was accustomed to seeing it from childhood.
When was the last time you went to Chinatown?
When? Now?
Uh-huh. You haven't been there for 5 years? Because now it looks a little different, you know.
But, you mean to Chinatown
uh-huh.
here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was in Chinatown about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Then what do you think of Chinatown now compared with long
time ago? Entirely different.
Yes.
You mean in terms of a building or in terms
buildings,
of
buildings? All buildings.
In the old days, it was like wooden buildings or it's brick?
Yeah, in the old days, of course, they were wooden buildings and it did not occupy the same site as it does now.
Do you remember the train going through?
Yes.
Did people like that train going through Chinatown?
I don't know.
Did you hear that a lot of Chinese got into trouble because they crossed the street, you know, right in the middle of the train?
No, I never knew nothing. I did not know of that. And there were, well, the train passed by on Alameda Street,
mm-hmm.
and Alameda Street was right in Chinatown.
Yes. In other words, Alameda divides Chinatown into two sections, right?
Well, yes, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
And what most people do in that old Chinatown? You know, what kind of stores they have?
They had grocery stores and, well, the Chinese Historical Society is now the owner of my Chinese directory, which was one of the first ones. And it seems to be that the law accounts that the only one that people have seen,
mm-hmm.
but it belonged to my father, and I found it after my father died, and I gave it to the Historical Society.
Oh,
and it contains lists of all, by the streets, of all of the stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then in another section, it gives the directory by occupations,
oh.
like tobacco,
mm.
well, they made cigars,
mm-hmm.
and another section is laundries,
mm-hmm.
and another is restaurants, and another is like that.
Oh, I see.
But I no longer own that book. I should have kept a copy of it. I mean, I should have made a copy, but I didn't. But
well,
it doesn't matter.
I'm sure if you want a copy, the society will make a copy for you.
Yeah. But
yeah.
anyway,
I can mention that.
It is there. It is with the Chinese Historical Society.
Okay. It's very nice of you to do that.
I kept it all these years after my father died.
Is there any reason why you kept it?
Hmm?
Is there any reason why you kept this
phone? Why I kept it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Well, it was interesting. Information standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Did you put down the name of his father in Chinese?
May I ask you, what's your Chinese name?
Chan King Kui.
Oh, okay.
Chan King Kui.
Mm-hmm.
How do you write it? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, during your life, did you associate with mostly Chinese or non-Chinese or Black or Chicano or non-Asian?
Hmm? Well, we lived in an American community, Caucasian. I went to school with Caucasians, we all did. so I don't know how you could divide it up.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Both, uh-huh. So in other words, you associate with all kinds of people, because
yes.
you live in America where you meet all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm. Were you treated as different, as a Chinese, you know, were you treated differently at school?
Yes.
How?
Some people.
That was in high school, was it? Were you referring to high school?
In school,
right.
Yeah.
In
some
high school.
People in high school had no use for Chinese, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in college it was different because I think because it was a Methodist school.
Did you have a difficult time to getting to USC when you apply for USC?
To enter USC?
Right.
No.
Were you there on a scholarship, Kellan?
No.
Oh, that's cost your father quite a little bit of money then to get you through.
Were there many Chinese students there when you
no.
were there?
No.
Were you the only Chinese woman?
I don't think I was the only one, but there were very few.
How about the women's Chinese girls? Were there many there?
There were none at that time.
So you practically was the first Chinese?
No, I wouldn't say I was the first. You see, in the old days before USC became as big as it is now, there used to be a preparatory school at USC. And my sister, Catherine, went to that preparatory school for high school. And did you ever hear of Margaret Chung?
Margaret Chung?
Yes.
Oh, yes. You mean the one who was a doctor in San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yes.
She went to preparatory school at USC also.
Oh.
And they were there.
Mm-hmm.
They were there in high school before I went there to college.
Oh. I didn't know she came down here for...
She lived here.
Oh, yes, Santa Barbara, I remember.
No, they lived here, right in Los Angeles.
Right in Los Angeles, but she's gone. And now, how did you feel? Do you feel more Chinese or more American?
When?
I would say, I didn't say, how did you feel? Did you feel more Chinese or more anything?
Say before, before World War II, when you were younger.
Well, that'll say that I never felt entirely at home in American society.
But
because it was always present, the race prejudice.
Is there any special accident you remember very well that you were prejudiced against?
No, it's just the general impression.
It's just the feeling,
Yes, the feeling. You cannot pin it down to any act of anyone.
How about at school when you were teaching? How did the colleague treat you?
Some of them were very kind, and some of them were very unkind.
In what way unkind? Again, it's feeling too,
Well, they let it be known that they did not care to have a Chinese teacher in their midst, if you want to put it boldly.
Oh, I wish I could see that teacher now. I'll sucker one in the face.
I remember it still when I first started to teach. The remarks that one certain person made, quoting her father as the saying that all foreigners should stay in their own country.
So
that was the attitude of some. There were a few who were very kind, and some of them who didn't know whether to be or not, mm-hmm. and some of them who were just actively like the other one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in a large group, there are always people like that, mm-hmm. and there were at that time.
Mm-hmm. That was about just before the Second World War? Oh yes, it got
to the beginning.
No, it got
of
to
your
be.
Teaching career is probably 1920s, huh?
Well,
around that.
It was a little later than that.
I see. So, were the students all Chinese, or some of them were Caucasian, and how did they treat you? Were they respecting you like all the Chinese students, or?
Oh, the children were all right. I had no difficulty with the children. Because they were young.
Mm-hmm. Then, did you feel more Chinese or more American in your thinking?
I never considered it in that way, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever feel you're sorry because you were Chinese? Because all of those unpleasant things happen right and left.
No, I never felt that way.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever disagree with your family about being a Chinese or American? You know,
we never discussed it.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Did you ever go to Chinese school?
No.
Because where they live is quite a ways from Chinese school, you see. All right.
My home is about a mile from here.
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents teach you Chinese at home or just by speaking?
We had a tutor.
Oh, that was interesting.
How many years you were with this tutor?
I don't know. We had the tutor in the summer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Who is this tutor? Who was this tutor?
A lady.
Uh-huh. From China?
Yeah, from China.
She lived with your family?
She lived with us.
Oh.
That's unusual.
And was that her job to teach the kids? And did she teach others?
No, she taught only us. See, we were the only Chinese people. There were no other Chinese anywhere around.
Mm-hmm. See, people who could afford it at that time or at any other time, they have a tutor, you see, and so that they would just help their own children.
So your father must make pretty good to have...
I think not, but he gave us a good education.
All your sisters and the brother went to college?
All except one, five of us.
Oh, five.
Five, that means one son and four daughters, right?
Oh, I see. So did your mother ever work?
No.
She came here with your father, or she came in later years?
Came where?
Came to the United States.
Oh, I don't know.
Did your father go back there to bring her in, or did they come together?
Did they ever mention that?
They never mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
But all your brothers and sisters were born in Los Angeles?
Yes.
You were the first?
Second.
Then when anyone gets sick in the family, did your family go for Western medicine or Chinese herb?
We used quite a lot of Chinese herbs, I remember, but I don't know about Western doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Must have had some.
Did you ever then eat any medicine-oriented food at home, like are they some kind of herb cooked, the pig feet, or made?
Oh, you mean Chinese dishes?
Yes.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Then in recreation, what did your mother like to play for her recreation?
My mother never had time to play.
Mm-hmm.
How about your father?
Didn't have time to play. People in the old days didn't play.
And how about the youngsters?
We went to school and did our homework, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we played. we probably played with the neighbors.
The Caucasian kids, the neighbors, all American.
Yeah, they were Caucasian.
Did anyone play mahjong in your family?
Not when we were children, no.
Did you ever go to a Chinese opera or Chinese movies?
Well, we had very little of those here.
But you did go once a while with your parents?
I went, no, we didn't go with my parents. I went after I was an adult.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever write to your relatives in China?
We had no relatives.
I see. So in other words, this family did not keep up with the relatives.
We had no relatives. No. We had none.
Oh, I see. So there's nobody in China you know?
No.
Mm-hmm. How about the family's religion? Anybody in the family? Of course, your father is a minister. So all of the members of the family were Christian? You go to the church?
Well, we were all raised in the Methodist church, that's all.
You went to the church every week?
Yes. You went to Chinese church and you went to American church.
Oh.
Where was the Chinese church at that time? The Methodist? Where was the Chinese church at that time?
Well, the Chinese Methodist church was at the corner of Los Angeles and Montresor, I think. I don't know. Do you know where the plaza is?
Oh, yes. Was? You know where the plaza?
Mm-hmm. That corner, the north corner.
Oh, the north corner, okay. Were there lots of members in a Chinese church at that time?
I don't know.
But it seemed like a whole lot of heads, though, every time you had a meeting.
Pardon me?
It looked like a whole lot of people in there.
Oh, yeah, they had to. But they were considered a lot, I don't know.
Approximately probably 20, 30 of them.
I have no idea how many.
Now, did your father, or anyone in your family, ever join the associations in Chinatown that you know of? Like in your case, the Chan Family Association?
Yeah, I think we belong to Chan Family, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. And any other one?
But not actively.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself?
I never.
Mm-hmm. How about the social organizations, like clubs?
What kind of club?
For example, you mentioned you belong to Chinese women.
Los Angeles Chinese Women's Club. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did you join this club, or you actually originate this club?
I was a charter member.
You were the charter member. When was that?
When it was fun? When was it started?
In Los Angeles.
About 20 years ago?
About. Do you know, Lily Kwan, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was the founder.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I've forgotten.
Why you decide to join this club? Is there any reason?
Why does anyone join any club?
That's true.
Social.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you say?
So mainly it's a social club and get together once a month.
But do they have to pay dues in this Chinese women's club?
Oh, yes.
About how much per year?
$10 a year.
$10. What do you do in this club, usually?
You've interviewed Bessie Liu, haven't you?
Somebody did, I did not.
And Lily Chan?
Somebody did.
And Grace Chow?
Yes.
And, they were all members.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But at one time, did we not write a cookbook?
Yeah, we did write a cookbook.
To raise money for what purpose?
I don't know whether it was I don't know whether the object was to raise money as much as to perpetuate Chinese cooking.
Well, I think we used the money, if I remember right, for the high school students. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Each high school, we select two students,
yes,
and help them along when they graduate from high school and they go on to college.
Yes.
We did that for a
we
number of years.
We still do that, only we do take more than two, and I think we have four or six
mm-hmm.
from various high schools.
Mm-hmm. But at one time, we had a lot of money, so we took in quite a few students.
Was there other expenses?
Uh-huh. And what else did we do in this club? Remember that reciprocal tea?
Oh, yes.
That was a good one, huh? Mm-hmm. Tell us something about it.
Well, at the Chinese Women's Club, Los Angeles Chinese Women's Club, is a member of the California Federation of Women's Clubs.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And which is in turn